What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, July 20th, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and we're going to get through that. A couple of quick program notes. Charlie Robinson was supposed to be our third hour guest yesterday. We were not able to get to him because of technical issues that we're dealing with. So he's going to be our third hour guest today. And, of course, tomorrow in the third hour. Excuse me. Tomorrow on the third hour will be the lovely Lady Claire. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So I don't know if it's hay fever or what the heck is going on here. Anyway, today's July 20th, which is the anniversary of the landing of Apollo 11 on the moon. And it's also the anniversary of the successful landing of the Viking 1 landers on Mars. A couple of little notable holidays for all the space buffs out there. And obviously right now the big story seems to be O.J. Simpson's parole. It's all over the news. They're still having a press conference about it. He did serve 9 years for this armed robbery conviction. And corporate media, they're focused on it. It's celebrity news. We're going to do celebrity news and to the exclusion of pretty much anything else of any real value out there. Now, obviously, as we found out late yesterday, John McCain has been diagnosed with a very aggressive type of brain cancer. And unfortunately, the survival rate for people over 55 years old is only about 4%. And hang on a second. Apparently, they've been wondering about McCain's bizarre behavior over the last several weeks, including how confused he seemed to get when he was questioning former FBI Director James Comey at a press conference last month. And where the tumor is located appears to be in the prefrontal lobe, which is where your cognitive abilities are. And it's a nasty way to go. It really is. And it's kind of a little disconcerting. I know there's a lot of reasons we don't like McCain. We don't like his politics. We don't agree with a lot of things that he's done, especially the Forrestal, his attempt to keep the POW issue under wraps. But that's the politics. And I'm a little dismayed at all the people who are out there saying, oh, yes, hurry up and do what you're going to do. And maybe it's because I got to watch my mother die from chemotherapy and radiation. I just can't bring myself to feel good about what has happened to John McCain. And I find it very odd. I'm actually feeling sorry for the guy right now here. So what happens if McCain cannot go back to work in the Senate? Of course, he's out there tweeting, saying he's on his way back and everything. But frankly, given the location and the severity of the tumor and the treatment, I don't think so. So what's going to happen? Well, McCain has had a lock on the Senate for a very long time, and his absence could basically trigger a free-for-all next year. Now, under Arizona law, if McCain has to step down from his seat, the governor must appoint a replacement who has to be from the same party. And that successor would then serve until the next statewide election. The winner of that election would serve out the unexpired term, which ends in 2022. And the way the law is written, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey could actually resign from the governorship and after appointing himself to fill the Senate seat, according to legal experts. So we may see that happen as well. And then, of course, there has to be a new governor for Arizona. All right, let's take a phone call. Mike in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Mike?
I hear you now. I don't know why it's taking so long to get these connections going on. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, our infrastructure is going down, but I'm in touch with you now, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this ADL list, this hit list with all these up-and-coming people, Gavin McInnes, Mike Cernovich, Baked Alaska, as basically
I got to tell you how crushed and disappointed I am that I didn't make the list this time. I was on one of the earlier ADL lists, but I didn't make the varsity this time, so I'm feeling my age.
You know, I'm surprised you didn't make it, Mike, but it's getting to the point now where we can't forget these people that read these things. And then there was one instance of a few years back where someone very similar to what happened at that baseball field read something they published, some list, and then went on a shooting spree against one of the people they were talking about. So, you know, they have the freedom to put these lists together, but I think we need to push back harder as far as, you know, they get bent out of shape about a CNN GIF where Trump body slams someone at WWE, which we all know is obviously fake. And then they put out these lists and, you know, or put out these stories about where people are playing baseball and then shots are fired. I mean, there's a huge difference.
There very much is, and unfortunately, anything the ADL does is never going to be challenged or questioned in the American corporate media, and we can. I understand there's a risk out there of being put on one of these lists because of people who are on the fringe, they're fanatics in support of Israel, and it does represent a certain degree of danger, and it's something obviously Claire and I have had to be aware of over the years. But in general, I think the best reaction is to just make fun of it, to point at being on one of these lists as an object of pride, and it kind of diffuses the situation.
And, Mike, if you get a chance, I would like to know more about the origins of that and the SPLC and what is their real stated goal, how much of that actually happened, and then, you know, how did that morph into where we are now?
Well, as the name says, the Anti-Defamation League exists to prevent any bad publicity being put out about anybody who's Jewish, and it actually goes back. It was formed right after this very celebrated case involving a girl named Mary Fagan who was killed by the Jewish boss that she worked for, and the case went back and forth, and finally this guy was convicted. Then he was pardoned by the Jewish governor of the state. Then that was followed by a lynching. And at that point, the Anti-Defamation League started pulling together and saying, we have to control the media so that people can't say bad things about anything that we do. And that is its mission, and it continues to be its mission, to basically attack anybody who's critical of Israel or anything that Israel is doing.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And I don't know why I'm sneezing all of a sudden. There's a lot of wind and dust in the air, I guess, today. All right. We're going to go back to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Mike, I agree with you as the finest gold, 99.99999. But I got to disagree with you on John McCain. He's not your mother, and your mother doesn't arm terrorists. Your mother doesn't arm terrorists to kill men, women, and children, and doesn't think twice about doubling down, tripling down, and saying shooting down Russian pilots. So I hate to say this, but F him, Mike.
I remember that video where he's up there on the stage dancing around going bomb, 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 Iran. But again, there's a line between disagreeing with what the man does and his politics and celebrating his pain and suffering, that goes over a line. And I'm not comfortable doing it. And I understand other people have different opinions, and you're free to have that opinion under the First Amendment. But I think it sort of brings us down to his level to do that.
I'm not celebrating, Mike. I just don't care if he lives or dies. You know why, Mike? Because if you take one step back, they're going to take 10 forward and crush you. We won't win, Mike. These people don't care. They don't care. Do you actually think the deep state, if John McCain is or not part, cares about him? They'll just throw somebody else in there with their ideology. So, you know, we ain't going to win unless we're got to fight back. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be sympathetic to these
people. I hear what you're saying here. The thing is, McCain has been in the Senate a very long time. He's got the connections. He's got all of that other, political pull, both overt and covert. They can't just put in a McCain light and expect him to be as influential as John McCain has been. And I can imagine right now Israel is in a panic because they don't have anybody else in the Senate that was as powerful or as fanatically devoted to Israel as McCain was. And they're probably out there trying to find somebody that they can groom, but that grooming process is going to take a little bit of time. Now, one thing I am very glad for and celebrate is that McCain is going to be out of the Senate very, very soon, and that is going to shift the dynamic certainly away from Israel and back more onto the United States.
Am I switching gears real quick on something that's more important? Is the Iraq is ordering a whole bunch of advanced T-90 tanks. Now, that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is. And I think Iraq is beginning to understand that there may yet be another conflict with the United States of America, because those tanks are not really appropriate for dealing with dispersed urban guerrilla fighters like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Those tanks are for line-ahead formation, battlefield conflict.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Interestingly enough, the tumor that McCain has come down with is the same one that struck Ted Kennedy, and maybe there's just something about the water in Washington, D.C., because it's supposed to be a very, very rare type of brain tumor, and McCain and Ted Kennedy, and I think given their recent performance at the microphone, maybe it's time to get CAT scans for Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. All right, we're going to do a quick shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just rejoining the network, and we're going to go back to the phones. Fred in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing okay.
We always have to ask you how are you doing.
I'm doing fine.
So that's good. I'm calling about McCain, and for once I'm disagreeing with Dustin, which makes me question why. I agree with you 100%. We shouldn't celebrate nor, whatever, because there's a lot of people out there, like you said, on our side that are celebrating this. And then it's just like you said, you're putting yourself in his level, and we shouldn't. I mean,
no,
I know you were born and raised. I know you're not. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's mostly over on the liberal side where they're all over Twitter and just, absolutely, they're already dancing on his grave, and it hasn't even been dug yet.
Yeah, that's just wrong. I mean, I hate the guy. I can't stand him, and I think, I'm sorry to say, but I think this is karma, but I'm not going to be happy about what happens because, the little bit of whatever's left of the Christian in me is that I don't want to be his level. I want to, live and let live, then, and that sort of thing, and we shouldn't reach to that level. So I just thought I'd throw that out there, and I appreciate you, Mike.
All right, well, I appreciate your point of view. And like I said, everybody may have a different point of view on this, and I'm not going to try and impose my reaction to this. And as I said, my reaction to this is coming out of personal experience with my mother, my own recent stay in the hospital, which was not at all pleasant. And again, yep. It is a particularly nasty way to go. I'm surprised at myself. I'm actually feeling sorry for him that he has been struck down in this particularly cruel way. All right,
well,
let's take a phone call from... I'm sorry?
Sorry, go ahead. Are you there?
No, I'm still here. I thought you were gone.
Okay,
what did you want to say?
I think it's because Mike, in general, I mean, I've been listening to you for a while. You switched over back and forth and, through the networks and whatnot. And you're just a good person, all in all. I think, it's partially because of your experience, obviously, with your mom and stuff. And I feel bad for you in that case. But in this case, I mean, I think it's just because you have the values of a human being, the humanity, and this and that. Seeing all the stuff that we've seen, it doesn't matter. We don't want to reach to that level. We want to learn from them and try and be better. That's all. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And there's yet another factor, and that is, of course, the fact that I myself am getting older. And, when you get to be my age and you realize that what life is still left to you is a lot less than you've already been through, and you start thinking about your own mortality and you start realizing just how precious those last few years can be. And that's another issue.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fred, thanks an awful
lot. I don't want to get to that level.
We're going to let you go here, Fred, and switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Do you ever read the New Republic magazine?
Very rarely.
Okay, I very seldom read it also, but there's an issue from August 1st of this year It talks about Donald Trump's relationship with the Russian mafia and also with other crooked politicians in Russia. And what it was basically saying, how the Russians were using Donald Trump's property and his casino to launder money and also to do criminal activities, especially at the Trump Towers.
Well, now I just remembered why I don't read the New Republic. I don't suppose they actually had any evidence.
Well, you should read the article because the writer, he's very thorough, and he mentions names and the dates and everything else. I'm not taking sides. I'm just pointing out something that was written, is being talked about, you know, and I think people should just take a look at it and, you know, form their own opinion.
Well, something everybody needs to keep in mind and is being basically ignored by the corporate media. Donald Trump has had business relations with Russian interests going way back before this recent adversarial position, back to when Russia and the U.S. were supposed to be buddy-buddy. That is also true for a great number of our politicians and other business leaders all across the country. The corporate media is acting like Donald Trump is the only person with a Russia connection, and that is absolutely simply not true.
I agree with you, but, you know, there's no harm in, you know, reading an article and forming your own opinion. So, and the final thing, what do you think about Trump's comments toward Sessions? Isn't that kind of bizarre?
Well, not really. As a matter of fact, that was going to be my next talking point here. I think one of the reasons Donald Trump is such a shock to Washington society is he says what's on his mind. He speaks his mind and what's on his mind. So apparently, in an interview with the New York Times, Trump basically said that, looking back on it, he shouldn't have appointed Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. He's still very angry over the way that Sessions recused himself, setting the stage for James Comey to leak that information to force the appointment of a special counsel. You know, who's on a fishing expedition. Special counsels are supposed to look at just one issue and go for that. It's about Russia. And now Mueller's just all over the place, just digging through Trump's life and that of his family and friends. And even Trump sent back a message saying, your job is supposed to be looking at this Russia-Trump connection. And obviously, Mueller is casting the wider net because he's not finding anything. So he's out there on a dirt-digging mission. Now, interestingly enough, Jeff Sessions has issued a statement saying that he will remain as Attorney General as long as that is appropriate. So it looks to me like the back channel discussion is that Sessions may be fired in the very near future.
I was going to say that, yeah. So, and not only that, though, Donald Trump has the right to fire anyone that he wants to.
That's absolutely right. Of course, the corporate media is going to scream that it's evidence of a cover-up and he's a poor leader because he's firing these people that he appointed and so forth and so on. But Trump needs to clean house. I think Trump is finally starting to understand the profound difference between loyalties in the world of business and loyalties in the world of Washington, D.C. politics. And I think he's finally beginning to understand that he is surrounded by people who are his enemies, people who are out to destroy him, or at the very least are manipulating him to serve their own private agenda. And we know that's true because the CIA went in there and assured Donald Trump 100% that Assad had gassed those people in Idlib, leading Trump to launch that cruise missile attack, which was such a terrible demonstration of the quality of American weapons. And again, the story never really made any sense, and I wish Trump had done a little more thinking about it, but Trump is trusting the head of the CIA, not realizing that the CIA has a long history of lying to presidents.
Well, not only that, though, the head of the CIA is someone that he appointed, though.
I'm sorry?
A guy from Kansas. The head of the CIA is a guy that he appointed, the congressman from Kansas. Donald Trump appointed him.
No, I understand that, but he was being guided in these appointments by some of the people who had gotten into his White House early. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Jim. We'll be right back. Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listeners. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as we were mentioning before, the special counsel, Mueller, is expanding his probe in all directions. He's supposed to be looking at ties between the Donald Trump campaign and Russia. Now he's going into all these business transactions, those of his associates. He's just casting a net. It's a fishing expedition is what he's running. And that's not what the special counsel law says. The special counsel is appointed to investigate a single matter. Not just go on off and try and dig dirt, and that's exactly what's going on. Now, Donald Trump has appointed a new candidate to be ambassador to Russia, John Huntsman, and Huntsman has accepted the offer. A lot of people are scratching their head because he's a known war hawk, and he served as governor of Utah, and then he was the U.S. representative in China for 2 years. During the time that Barack Obama was president, Huntsman was in charge of the U.S. Embassy in China. So he's got the foreign policy chops to do what he's going to be doing. Now, apparently, House Democrats are asking the FBI to probe Ivanka Trump with an eye toward removing her security clearance. claiming that Ivanka engaged in deception by not disclosing all her contacts with foreign officials, in particular the Russians, the evil Russians. This is really turning into a witch hunt. They can't get Trump himself. They're starting to pick off his associates. They're going after his family. We can all see exactly what this is. And Trump has got to, he's got to take the initiative. He's been playing rope-a-dope for 6 months now. Totally defensive. He needs to get out the brass knuckles. Start busting some heads and say, look, you work for me. You don't work for Sheldon Adelson. You don't work for Bibi Netanyahu. You don't work for Hillary Clinton. You work for me. And if you don't like that, you're free to resign right now. Now, over at the Department of Justice, the Deputy Attorney General, Rosenstein, has finally broken his silence and came on out and said former Director James Comey broke FBI policy when he leaked the memos to the press. So Comey was just playing fast and loose with the law. And, of course, his job is to protect Hillary, actually to protect the narcocracy at any expense. And again, we're starting to see just how incredibly corrupt and rotted that swamp is that Donald Trump is trying to deal with. And the swamp thing is rising up trying to fight back. Now, there is another story that is coming on out here that James Comey, when he got his copy of that dossier about Trump and the prostitutes in Moscow, apparently, he went and showed it to Donald Trump and said, I will keep this under wraps, but you're going to have to give me some favors. And Trump looked at the dossier, realized it was just a complete fiction, and told Comey to basically take a hike. And it was at that point that it was leaked out to the media to try and tarnish Trump. But Comey was trying to blackmail the president. And again, not the first time it's happened. J. Edgar Hoover was notorious for his secret private files on the top politicians, and he blackmailed members of Congress. He even blackmailed President John F. Kennedy. And Comey tried to do that to Trump, and Trump wasn't having any of it because Trump knew the story was completely bogus. Now, an interesting development is starting to happen. It is appearing that former head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is starting to cooperate with the Capitol Police regarding blocking access to a computer seized from her as part of a criminal cybersecurity investigation. Now, apparently, when this all has to do with these IT people in the Capitol building who were caught hacking into members of Congress accounts, and one of them was Schultz's top IT advisor. And the police grabbed his laptop, and she literally threatened them not to open it and not to use it. More when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So here's where we are. We're talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was up to her neck in the rigging of the primaries last year to throw the nomination to Hillary Clinton. And shortly after she was forced to resign as the head of the Democratic National Committee in the wake of the leaked DNC emails, Schultz's top information technology aide, Pakistan-born Imran Awan, was named as the lead suspect in that information breach involving the House of Representatives. And instead of cooperating with the Capitol Police, Debbie Wasserman Schultz used a hearing on the law enforcement group's budget to threaten consequences for Police Chief Matthew R. Verderosa unless he gave her back the laptop or at least assured her that it would not be looked at. And apparently during the televised hearings, you could see she was sweating over this issue. There's clearly something on the laptop that was very damaging. Well, that was then, and this is now. And apparently, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is now negotiating with the Capitol Police, and she is now saying it's okay for the police to look at the laptop. So she may be cutting a deal. She may be about to turn on the DNC machine. Probably a lot of those insiders have been holding tight and staying silent in the hope that Trump was going to be kicked out of the White House and somehow Hillary Clinton returned to power. It's not happening. And sooner or later, somebody's going to say, I need to get out of here before I wind up in Fort Marcy Park. And it's going to be the bird on the wire effect. One will go, and then everybody's going to realize the political climate has shifted away from Hillary Clinton, and there's going to be prosecutions, and there's going to be a rush for everybody who wants to make a deal. And the sooner they go in there, the better the deal they're going to make. And the last one to try and make a deal is not going to get a deal at all, and they all know it. Now, this manufactured meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and the Russians, the lawyer involved, Natalia Veselnitskaya, is now saying she was also duped into this meeting by this lobbyist who was pushing for the repeal of the Magnitsky Act, a guy from London, Bill Browder. And she now wants to testify before Congress as well as to what went on, because she's feeling like she was set up and used. Now, there's a very interesting article that came on out over at Russia Today. And they're asking, will Trump survive? And at this point, it is still very much up in the air, which is why I think he needs to go on the offensive. He needs to regain the initiative. But this article points out a very important factor in that we are accepting the legitimization of the destructive means employed against the President of the United States of America. And it's setting a very dangerous precedent that will have lasting damage for the nation. And every president who gets elected from now on, if this is allowed to continue, will have the same thing happen. The losing party and the losing candidate will just go on the war path to try and retroactively tear him down and make it impossible for him or her to do their job. We are seeing a government that has become dysfunctional because of all the faction fighting going on. Now, there's a lady named Linda Sarsour. She's a feminazi. She's promoting Sharia law. And apparently, during an upset of an interview with CNN anchor Jake Tapper, basically she called him a white supremacist. So they resort to name calling, and you know they're losing it, and it's really looking bad over in the corporate media here, and it looks even worse over at the New York Slimes, because the New York Times Tim Arango basically wrote an article looking back at the war in Iraq and decrying Iran's increased role in Iraq. And he basically wrote a revisionist history of American and Saudi involvement in the Middle East. And Arango is painting the U.S. as a noble, freedom-loving nation on a mission to improve the lives of average Iraqis, and Iran as a sinister imperial force working to expand its sphere of influence across the region. And you read that, and it's almost impossible not to laugh at the absurdity of it, because we know who the sinister imperial force is trying to spread their sphere of influence. And it makes common sense that the Iraqis are going to be doing business with Iran. They share a common border. And after years of having bombs dropped on them by the United States, why would anybody in Iraq buy a U.S.-made product? But the New York Slimes is out there trying to rewrite the history that we're the good guys. We're bringing democracy to the rest of the world. And the reality is the United States has engaged in all these interventions since the end of World War II, always under the banner of we're bringing democracy to those people, and it never happens. What they get is a puppet ruler and sham elections. The Shah of Iran, Pinochet in Chile. Okay, let's take a phone call from Steve in Ontario. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to ask about John McCain. Under the circumstances, like having a brain tumor, basically, I mean, there's been indications lately he hasn't been right.
Yes.
In his position, can the federal government step in to control his position or look at his records and stuff like that? Or is that like a state's rights thing where Arizona could get in, like people from Arizona, somebody? Or how does that work? I mean, if he's incapacitated completely from doing his job, who would step in and fill his shoes and have access to his information?
Well, back when senators were actually chosen by the state governments, the state government had the right to recall a senator at any time. Following a constitutional amendment where the senators became an elected position, the state governments lost that authority. But senators can be impeached for a variety of reasons, and it need not necessarily be criminal. Incompetence could be there. I mean, the 25th Amendment was written specifically for the president, but there are other legal precedents for saying this member of Congress cannot function and needs to step down. And it probably would be done very quietly and behind closed doors to convince him that it is time for him to step down. When he does step down, the governor of Arizona will appoint a replacement from the same party, and the speculation is that the governor of Arizona is actually going to appoint himself the new senator from Arizona. Arizona law allows that. And so what the governor would do was probably strike a deal with his lieutenant governor and say, okay, I'm going to step down, you're going to be the new boss, on the condition that you send me to the U.S. Senate. They'd have to do it in that order.
What do you know about this guy from Arizona? Is he on the right side of things, or is he a scumball like McCain?
Well, I would have to say the assumption on the latter one is no, because McCain's worked all his life at that. But I think the governor of Arizona, I think is very much on the right side, certainly with regard to the immigration issue. Because the governor was definitely out there trying to say Arizona has a right to secure its southern border. And, of course, when Obama was in office, Obama came back and said, no, you cannot do that. I don't know enough about the current governor of Arizona, but obviously it would be timely to start looking at who he is and what his policies are, because it does seem very likely that he will arrange for himself to become McCain's replacement.
Has there been any talk on mainstream media about this potential situation? I haven't been able to follow it, but is there, like, are they talking about McCain having to, they're saying he could die shortly, so, I mean, obviously he's going to have to step away. Are they discussing it all, or are they avoiding it, or are you hearing anything out there?
On the big corporate media, they're basically parroting the official line from McCain's office, which is that he will be back in the Senate as soon as possible. But the type of brain tumor that he has, the five-year survival rate for people his age is only about 4%. And first of all, in removing that tumor, they've had to remove a lot of functioning brain with it. Then they're going to hit that area with radiation. And I don't see him really being able to come back and do his job.
Well, he wasn't... I mean, the recent hearings where it was laughable, like he could barely speak, the recent Senate hearings that were going on into the Russia investigation and stuff. I mean, he was definitely not himself. I don't know how to say it, but he was definitely not comprehensible. It was almost people were snickering as he was talking. There's something affecting his ability to function properly. So I would imagine that the governor would probably want to force the issue on this under these circumstances, don't you think?
I'm sure the governor may be one of the chorus of voices saying it's time for McCain to resign. But if McCain refuses to go, it's going to be up to his fellow senators and Congress to try and force the issue.
Oh, really? Okay. So there would have to be a vote or something, potentially?
I think that would be very embarrassing for it to go to the floor. I think they're going to try and put pressure on him to step down behind closed doors in the interest of retaining his personal dignity and his historical image, blah, 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 blah.
Now, does the governor, like, once this happens, who would have first access to his office and his files? Because this, I would imagine there's a shredder truck pulling up to the side of his building any day now.
I would agree with you. Obviously, whoever replaces him in office gets access to McCain's official files and information. But anything that McCain has in the way of private files, such as in his home and anything, that becomes part of McCain's estate.
Even if they're on government letterhead? Or
I don't think he's going to use government letterhead for his personal files for that very reason. He doesn't want to make them an official document.
I get you. Okay. All righty. I just wanted to get your input on that. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the corporate media, and we mentioned this yesterday, but over at the Washington Compost, they're responding to that tragic shooting in Minneapolis by talking about the backlash against Somalis and what a bad thing this is for the open borders and immigration and the refugees, because everyone's going to be judging Somalis on the basis of this officer. And seems to be very little sympathy for the victim of this. And again, I don't think his being Somali had a thing to do with it. And everywhere I've gone to try and find out if this officer Noor was on prescription antidepressants, there's nothing there, one way or the other. All been clamped down on. All righty. Now, kind of an interesting transition may be about to take place over in Syria. Earlier today, Donald Trump went down to the Pentagon with the Secretary of Defense to meet with the Joint Chiefs to talk about cleaning up ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria once and for all. And at the same time, Donald Trump pulled the plug on that covert CIA program to arm the moderate Syrian rebels, which doesn't mean the CIA is going to stop. They may have their own agenda. But I suggested a possibility not too long ago that the U.S. government may realize they're just not going to be able to prevail in Syria with Russia continuing to support the Assad government. And so what the U.S. is going to do is they're going to go on in and they're going to kill their own military proxies on the ground, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, then declare victory and go home, even though strategically, in the larger context of that plan that Wesley Clark leaked back in 2005, this represents a major geopolitical defeat for the United States of America. But it looks to me like they may be getting ready to do just that. Now, you probably are familiar with this Twitter account that's supposed to be the 7-year-old girl in Syria just putting out all these stories about Assad's brutality and the Syrian government's crimes against humanity. And there was Syria Danny, gay girl in Damascus, little Omran. And one by one, they've all been exposed as manufactured propaganda fronts. And one of the most recent ones was this supposedly 7-year-old girl, Bana al-Abed, and her Twitter feed has been used and cited by the corporate media as the symbol of the evil Assad government. And that one has now also been outed. The sophistication of the language in the tweets is way beyond a 7-year-old. And analysts are looking at the tweets and saying, there's more than one person posting. It's another fraud. It's another hoax. You know the motto of the United States government. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Over in Iran, they are basically reacting to the new sanctions imposed on Iran by Donald Trump in response to Iran's missile development program, which was never part of the P5 plus one deal. And basically, Iran is in compliance with the P5 plus one, and the U.S. is not, and they're still out there continuing to provoke, to provoke, to provoke. And we saw the same thing in Syria. When Putin came up with a deal for Syria to surrender its chemical weapons, Syria surrendered the chemical weapons, but that did not stop the U.S. from its continuing aggressions in Syria to oust Assad. And this is one of the reasons why other countries around the world do not feel they can trust the United States government. Now, article coming out of Press TV, the U.S. is seeing Iran's sensible policies as a threat to their own continued meddling in the Middle East. And that's why, one of the reasons, that they're after Iran. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, there's another point of view regarding Iran. This is coming out of Press TV. And the gist of the article is basically that the United States government is starting to recognize they are losing influence in the Middle East. Those countries aren't willing to do what the U.S. says. They're starting to turn away. They're starting to pivot toward Russia and China. And that the United States' focus on punishing Iran is a show of force to try and retain control over the rest of the Middle East. Meanwhile, Iran is saying they're going to retaliate against the new U.S. sanctions, which they do not feel are justified. And they might withdraw from the nuclear deal. And this is a mistake. Rouhani is walking into a trap. Remember, earlier in the week, Trump was going to pull out of the deal, which would have made the U.S. look like the bad guy. But instead, Trump recertified the P5 plus one deal, then started piling sanctions and other provocations onto Iran to force them to pull out of the deal, making Iran seem like the bad guy in all this. That's what's going on here. And again, the United States has not complied with their half of the P5 plus one deal. Iranian money is still frozen in the United States. The sanctions from before the P5 plus one are still in place. Now, the Pentagon is still very angry because Turkey disclosed U.S. bases in Syria, many of which were not known to the public. And basically, this is Turkey poking the U.S. in the eye as those tensions increase. And the Pentagon is out there saying, well, this puts our forces under unnecessary risk in Syria. Well, actually, sending those forces into Syria without the permission of the Syrian government is what's putting them at unnecessary risk. If you're all that worried about our forces in Syria, bring them home. They'll be safe here in the United States, more or less. There's been another coalition airstrike in Yemen, killing yet more children. This, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. And the bloodshed just continues. And as a marker about that, over in Iraq, the Battle of Mosul is pretty much over. And they're starting to count up the dead. And the current estimate is 40,000 civilians are feared dead in this conflict over the city, to take it back from ISIS. And ISIS would not have been there in the first place, except that it was a creation of the United States in order to further their foreign policy in the region. Now, one of our callers mentioned this earlier in the show. Iraq is going to buy a bunch of advanced Russian T-90 tanks, and the T-90s will reinforce the Iraqis' M1A1 Abrams fleet that apparently has been damaged in the fight against the Islamists. Okay, there's the music. We're going to do a quick station break. Back with hour number two after these few words.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.